Action WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More legal roadblocks for the Trump administration. A federal judge saying that Elon Musk and his Doge team's approach to identifying fraud at Social Security is tantamount to hitting a fly with a sledgehammer, blocking Doge's unlimited access to sensitive agency data. President Trump ordering the winding down of the Department of Education today, and some lawmakers like Indiana Governor Mike Braun say this is a good thing.
I'm a believer in competition. I like choice, and I especially like parents being in the driver's seat of their own kids' education, not the federal government trying to tell us how to do that.
A major escalation in Israel's war with Hamas, the IDF launching a new ground operation in Gaza. The death toll since Tuesday morning, a staggering 500 plus people. Israel's defense minister saying if Palestinian civilians don't get rid of Hamas on their own, quote, the alternative is complete destruction. This is ABC News. Another close call, this time at Orlando's airport.
The FAA investigating after a Southwest flight aborted takeoff, the crew mistaking a taxiway for a runway at Orlando International Airport. Officials saying an air traffic controller canceled the takeoff clearance after the aircraft began its takeoff roll on a taxiway, which runs parallel to the runway. There were no other planes involved, Southwest saying it accommodated customers on another aircraft to Albany.
ABC's Gio Benitez. DoorDash and the payment company Klarna have unveiled a new deal where customers can buy now, pay later on their meal deliveries. Klarna's chief commercial officer says that by offering smarter, more flexible payment solutions for groceries, takeout, and retail essentials, they're making convenience even more accessible for millions of Americans. According to a post on X, London Heathrow Airport is now closed until 11:59 p.m. on March 21st due to a fire at an electrical substation supplying the airport. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell, leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Krall, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. After well over a year of hype surrounding the show Severance, I finally had to check it out. 40 minutes into episode 1 of season 1, I had more questions than answers, but the pilot closed strong. Despite being a slow starter, the sci-fi mystery about a group of office workers who discover that their work memories and personal life memories have been surgically separated is a critic's darling, pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. I will have more information as I continue the binge. The premiere date for season 2 of The Last of Us is right around the corner. Recently, it was revealed revealed that series co-lead Bella Ramsey was diagnosed with autism. Making the story even more interesting was that it was a crew member on the set whose daughter has autism who suggested Ramsey get tested while season one was still being shot. Ramsey says they believe this will help them as an actor, as they have always been someone who watches and studies people. Season two of The Last of Us drops April 13th on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and gusty south to southwest winds with temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s. Plenty of clouds to stick around on Friday. Look for some rain chances as well, especially the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will discuss if the Trump administration is defying court orders or just being cute. Plus, did the administration commit fraud and mass firings at the IRS? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy spring. It's officially a brand new season. You know, little green shoots coming up, and the purple loosestrife, which, by the way, is an invasive species, but it's so beautiful. It's popping up on the hillsides all around the Columbia River here, where we live in Portland. Just a great time of year. I am so glad to see spring starting. It's like, yay. And maybe we can find some hope. I mean, you know, the Trump has lost, more than 50 times now in court. Now, he's still defying court orders or ignoring court orders or appealing court orders. But step by step. Officially, however, the dismantling of the Department of Education begins today. What's that going to mean for Pell Grants? Nobody knows, but there's some 80 million students who use Pell Grants or use other programs that involve, the Department of Education directly interfacing with people. Primary school students, who have disabilities or are in low-income schools, poor neighborhoods. The federal government kind of fills in the difference. So Trump apparently is issuing an executive order today directing the president of the Worldwide Wrestling or something like that, Linda McMahon. I forget what the WWE. She's now the head of education. Anyway, directing her to shut down the agency. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll learn that presumably sometime today, and we can talk about it probably tomorrow in some more depth. Also, silencing the defenders, Trump's war on the last line of resistance. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. And Musk's Titanic. Yeah, the iceberg is here. Our greed lies in the Republican Party sinking Musk and Tesla. I'll tell you about that. Also, it looks like the big government Republican abduction is continuing. Why are big government officials checking out social media to reject visas? This is weird. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update from live from Ukraine. Is Donald Trump proposing that the United States own Ukraine's nuclear power plants? And, what's going on with this? Also, why did Citibank take orders from Trump to freeze bank accounts illegally? We'll get into that. In the third hour of our program, in the second hour of our program, Leland Dudak, who is the head of Social Security now, needs to resign. He just used his agency, Social Security, to punish the citizens of Maine because the governor of Maine stood up to Donald Trump in a breakfast meeting. This is incredible. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, our second guest of the day, Mark Dimenstein, who is the head of one of the two big postal carriers union or postal unions, is going to be with us to talk about what Donald Trump and Louis DeJoy and company appear to be planning for the post office. And you know, I say appear probably with scare quotes because, you know, it's pretty obvious. So we'll get to that, too. But my main rant for the day, my daily take to start the program off from HartmanReport.com is titled Trump's America. No, I'm sorry. That was yesterday's. Oh, geez. Hey, just a second here. Let me refresh this. Silencing the defenders, Trump's war on the last line of resistance. Now, you know, when the founders of this republic came up with this idea of modern America, America, they borrowed it off a lot from the Iroquois Confederacy. And the Iroquois Confederacy was one of many Native American tribes who had developed a whole variety of basically small-d democratic forms of governance over, you know, 20,000 years of political evolution living here on the North American continent. There were some tribes that were, you know, just kind of openly tyrannical, and there were many, but it seems the vast majority of tribes were largely small-d democratic, and the Iroquois among them. And so what they got from their interactions with the Indians back in the day, and Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson in particular wrote about this at some length, and I quote them at length in my new book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, Rediscovering Humanity's Ancient Way of Living. You know, what they came up with, this marvelous idea was that, you know, Europe had been ruled for, you know, thousands of years by either warlords or kings, who were usually the same thing, or the morbidly rich, who were also the kings, or the popes, right, theocrats. And in the case of England, you know, Cromwell and company or whatever. But, you know, bottom line, it was either the religious, the rich, or the brutal, the warlords. And the founders of this republic of America came up with this idea of, hey, can't the people rule themselves? I mean, look at it's working for the Indians. Why wouldn't it work for us? And the key to it all was that you would have a diffusion of power, that there would be three separate branches of government and a free press, the fourth estate, essentially, that would balance power so that a tyrant could never emerge in the United States. A tyrannical government, an emperor, a pope, a king, would never emerge. So you've got Congress, but Congress is checked by the presidency. The president can veto legislation or, argue against it. You have the courts, but they're checked by Congress. Article 3, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Then Congress has the ability to overrule Supreme Court decisions by passing legislation or amending the Constitution. And then you've got the presidency, but the presidency is regulated in part by Congress, which defines by law what the president can and can't do, and also by the courts, who can restrain the president. Well, Trump has succeeded, and then, of course, you have the media, the fourth estate. Trump is suing a bunch of media agencies, so now you're seeing many in the media who are just kind of quietly no longer attacking Trump. And now on CNN has become unwatchable to me now because they are so invested in having a Republican on to speak back to every Democrat. And the Republicans just, like, lie through their teeth, and the CNN hosts are afraid to contradict them. So, you know, what we have now is a neutered media, or a weakened, substantially weakened media, and MSNBC is about to be spun off, and God only knows what's going to happen to that. So, you know, we're kind of left with the Progress Channel on Sirius XM and Free Speech TV and a handful of, you know, radio stations, both commercial and nonprofit, across the country as our liberal media, you know, plus podcasts and things, you know, Midas Touch and groups like that. So the media has been, you know, weakened. Congress has been castrated. I mean, there's not a single member of Congress, Republican member of Congress, who's willing to stand up to Trump. And three-quarters of the Democrats aren't willing to stand up to Trump. You know, there's just a handful. There's fewer than a dozen Democrats right now that are doing town halls in Republican districts. There should be 200. So, but everybody's afraid that Elon Musk is going to come in, thanks to, you know, Clarence Thomas's deciding vote in Citizens United after, you know, a billionaire spiffed him to the tune of hundreds of million or millions of millions of dollars. Clarence Thomas says, oh, yeah, billionaires can buy elections. Billionaires can own politicians. And so both Democrats and Republicans are terrified that Elon Musk, or in the case of Democrats, that AIPAC, you know, the American-Israel Political Action Committee, is going to come in and just destroy them, as we saw in the last election. So what's left to hold back Trump? It's the courts. Now, how do you access the courts? Through lawyers. And what Trump is doing now, he's issued three executive orders, one against Perkins Coie, one against Paul Weiss, and one against another law firm. I have to look it up. But there's three of the biggest law firms that traditionally represent Democrats. One of them worked for Hillary Clinton. One of them participated in the prosecution of Donald Trump in New York, or at least one of their lawyers did. I mean, he's punishing an entire law firm because they had hired a lawyer who did something that he didn't like. And this has the legal profession terrified. These law firms, the executive orders that Trump has issued say that the lawyers for these firms may not enter federal buildings. Well, how are you going to litigate in federal court if you can't walk into a federal courtroom? They're also denied access to secure or secret information, classified information. Well, how are you going to defend people who, for example, have been accused of leaking, you know, or whistleblowing if you can't have access to the information? You can't. You simply can't defend those people. So these law firms, these three giant law, I mean, we're talking law firms that have 1,000 lawyers in them, have effectively been shut down in terms of their ability to defend anybody who's challenging Donald Trump. Now, the legal profession has yet to respond to this. There is a group of lawyers who work in these big firms who have put together a letter. So far, it has 580 signatures, all of them lawyers in these big firms. None of them like partners, none of them like the major people who run the firms, saying this is a direct assault on democracy, and the leaders of these big firms need to speak up, and we need to do something about this. But so far, the big firms appear to be terrified into silence, frightened into silence, which means that, you know, justice for people who are being screwed by the Trump administration has been badly kneecapped. And, you know, and Trump is now threatening to issue more executive orders against more law firms now that he's shut down the big three, or three of the big ones. Meanwhile, the Republican law firms are just going to town. Right. I mean, in particularly in D.C., but also in New York and to a certain extent around the country, you know, you have big law firms that largely kind of lean to the left or the right. And Trump is going after all the ones that lean, or many of the ones that lean to the left. No president has ever done this in the history of the United States. This is a direct assault on Article 3 of our Constitution. And if he succeeds, we will no longer have a democracy. Pay attention to this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We need to get everybody speaking about this. We need to get our members of Congress yelling about this. And we need to get these big law firms to respond. And I'm not sure how to do that, but public opinion helps. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? The FBI calls it house stealing, and it's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Their $1 million triple lock protection helps keep your home and equity safe. Here's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property, urgent alerts if there are any changes, and if fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. And here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you're already a victim and access your own personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use my promo code TOM250, T-H-O-M-250, or click on the link in the description. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM250, to get the protection and peace of mind you deserve.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, Mexico has a president. Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and get this, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M. Sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com, code Tom.
Banning the lawyers, silence in the fight, if no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one, turning the law into a loaded gun, breaking the courts, bending the rules. Trump's building a throne out of legal ruins. Trump's got the judges shaking in fear. Musk by his side, whispering near, tearing the robes to rule against him. A verdict away from a dictator's whim. He's silencing the defenders one by one.
Past the hour. This is how Tesla will die. This is a fascinating piece. It's published over at planetearthandbeyond.co and by Will Lockett. And it's, you know, it's an op-ed piece over on Substack, and it's titled "This is How Tesla Will Die." And what he's pointing out is that in 2024, Tesla's annual income was 12.6, roughly $12 billion, mostly from selling cars. And they're valued, their stock market valuation is $852 billion, which means that the ratio between how much they earn and what their stock is worth, what's called the P.E. ratio, price-to-earnings ratio, is over 67. You'll recall I was ranting about this last week, and it was over 90. It's dropped. But it's over 67. Now, compare that to Toyota. Toyota's much larger than Tesla. And Toyota had a net income last year of $29 billion, which is, you know, more than twice what, almost three times what Tesla had. But their stock is only worth $243 billion. Keep in mind, Tesla's worth $852 billion. So Toyota has a P.E. ratio of 8.4. Tesla's is 67.65. If Tesla was valued as if it was a car company rather than as if it was a tech company, and increasingly people are seeing it as such and realizing that even its tech is largely out of date, Toyota is beating them in terms of self-driving cars and all kinds of things, then Tesla's value collapses. And it collapses to the point where Elon, you know, there could be a margin call. The lenders, Musk bought Twitter with, in part, Tesla stock. I mean, he had a lot of help from the Saudis. But he could very easily be on the verge of bankruptcy if his stock continues to fall, if it falls another 50% or so. And that's not unreasonable. I mean, you know, if Tesla was valued the same way that Toyota is, it would only have a $55 billion market capitalization. That's 6% of what it's selling for right now, the stock. And that would throw Elon into, like, complete total bankruptcy. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, and I'm not even suggesting we should make it happen, but holy cow, this guy is dancing as fast as he can to keep his head above water.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And that may well be why he decided to buy the White House for Donald Trump, so that he could insert himself and make sure that all his government contracts are solid.
Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. More legal roadblocks for the Trump administration. A federal judge saying that Elon Musk and his Doge team's approach to identifying fraud at Social Security is tantamount to hitting a fly with a sledgehammer, blocking Doge's unlimited access to sensitive agency data. President Trump ordering the winding down of the Department of Education today, and some lawmakers like Indiana Governor Mike Braun say this is a good thing.
I'm a believer in competition. I like choice, and I especially like parents being in the driver's seat of their own kids' education, not the federal government trying to tell us how to do that.
A major escalation in Israel's war with Hamas, the IDF launching a new ground operation in Gaza. The death toll since Tuesday morning, a staggering 500-plus people. Israel's defense minister saying if Palestinian civilians don't get rid of Hamas on their own, quote, the alternative is complete destruction. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's looking more and more like we should all avoid heading to the theaters to see The Alto Knights, where Robert De Niro plays gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese. That's right, he plays both roles. Despite what producers thought was a solid script and Barry Levinson directing, the crime thriller is drawing only 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not sure if De Niro playing two roles has anything to do with it, but how hard could it have been to find another actor and not rely on a gimmick? Actress Jenny Slate initially supported her co-star Blake Lively in her sexual harassment complaints against Justin Baldoni. The three actors were all in the film It Ends With Us, where the controversy started. In a recent interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Slate, the star of Bob's Burgers and FX's new series Dying for Sex, says she only wanted to talk about her new show and will no longer discuss anything involving Baldoni, Lively, or It Ends With Us. All this drama will no doubt be a miniseries one day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Kral, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face Brigham Young on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. Smart with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies for the overnight and gusty south to southwest winds with temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s. Plenty of clouds to stick around on Friday. Look for some rain chances as well, especially the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the upper 40s. Currently 29 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little bit of a spring break, but we got a very special best of episode for you. And look forward to John and Gordy in the seat for the Maggie Dawn Show next week.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Keep the fire. Find the light. Rest your soul. They sail their lives. They stand.
You are not alone, and we all do need to be taking good care of ourselves. I mean, we got a hell of a lot of work to do over the next 3.5 years. Oh, my. Two quick other stories here that I wanted to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls. Government abduction. Masked. This is just amazing. This is a Georgetown University researcher. He has not been charged with a crime. He has no criminal record whatsoever. Masked agents arrested Badar Khan Suri outside his home in Roslyn, Virginia on Monday night. Suri is an Indian national and postdoctoral fellow who is studying and teaching on a student visa, according to the report. Now, this was done apparently over the signature of Marco Rubio, who has the authority under this bizarre, obscure law that says that if the Secretary of State says that somebody could be a threat to U.S. foreign policy, they can be deported. In other words, you don't have to commit a crime. You don't have to do anything wrong. You don't even have to speak up. You can just be. Now, apparently what's going on with this guy, according to his lawyer, is that his wife is Palestinian and not a U.S. citizen. And they quote, and further, according to his lawyer, quote, authorities believe he and his wife oppose the United States' support of Israel. And therefore, he's been arrested and is being deported. And, you know, Trump explicitly said that his administration is, quote, targeting people who are terrorist sympathizers, meaning people who oppose Netanyahu's policies with regard to bombing the crap out of and killing tens of thousands of people in Gaza and stealing land in the West Bank. I mean, I'm wondering when they're coming for me. Meanwhile, the U.S. denies entry to a French scientist over hateful messages. Apparently now what they're doing is they're stopping people at our borders and going through their phones. This is the education minister of France. You know, the French equivalent of the worldwide wrestling woman who now runs our education department and is about to destroy it, you know, meaning that class sizes will skyrocket and poor kids will not have school lunches and, you know, college is going to get more expensive and schools are going to get more crowded and terrible things are going to happen to our children. I mean, the Republicans have just declared an all-out war on American children. in order to pay for tax cuts for billionaires that they're going to be laying out in about 2 weeks, as Mark Pocan was talking about yesterday, and also because they hate American democracy, or certainly appear to. But anyhow, this is the education minister of France, Philippe Baptiste. He said, I learned with concern that a French researcher who was heading to a conference in Houston was forbidden from entering U.S. territory before being expelled. The measure was taken by the U.S. authorities because the researcher's phone contained exchanges with colleagues and friends in which he expressed his political opinion on the policies of the Trump administration on research. This guy's a space scientist. He was on his way to a meeting of space scientists, near Houston. I don't know if it was sponsored by NASA or what, but, you know, it would make sense. And the same source, this diplomatic source that is unnamed, that's being quoted in this article in Raw Story, the same source said that the text messages or emails on this guy's phone that they read, the border crossing people read, quote, showed hatred toward Trump and therefore could be qualified as terrorism. They seized his equipment. Now, presumably that means his phone, his computers, whatever he had, and sent him back to Europe on March 10th. This was a week and a half ago. It's just being reported today. This is what is being done in our name with our tax dollars by this orange madman in the White House and his ketamine-addled, probably soon to be broke, billionaire buddy. I mean, we got a couple of grifters apparently running the country. What the hell? So what say you? What's on your mind here? Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, we've talked many times, Tom, and the key elements right now, because you see he's going to sign an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education. And we've talked about this before, these child labor laws, adding religion to the classrooms. Well, what they're trying to do is just build another generation of Trump supporters, basically, because it's got to go far beyond what they're doing now. They have to look, 20, 30 years down the road and the mentality they're using.
Dumb them down, in other words.
It's working. I taught a little bit. I've been in the same neighborhood for 35 years. I've seen a couple of generations of kids go through here, and history has taken a dramatic beating in the last generation. It's scary stuff. These kids don't know anything. They can't place anything in historical perspective. And what's the most important thing we can do to eliminate things that were wrong 25 years ago? You see what I mean? It's scary stuff. And then you got to look at the Mideast. Two key elements to that. You have religious nonsense and fossil fuels. Do you think that's going to change tomorrow? It's not. No. Well, how do you think Gaddafi stayed in power for 43 years? Because Libya had the best oil on the planet. That's what makes a difference. Do you see what I mean?
I do.
And we're not going to walk away from that tomorrow. And this whole Trump mentality, you've got, they're always talking about the disaster that the people he's got involved in his office, the offices now. But you have to look at the people that put him there. You see what I mean? We have to understand that you got to get Beto O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams and Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. You got to get them out like Bernie Sanders is doing and get a hold of these 18 to 24-year-olds and say your whole future is at stake if you don't do something about it.
I agree.
A lot of them don't even want to vote, It's a shame.
I get it. I get it. Well said, Tim. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Beth in Novi, Michigan. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Oh, hey. I want to say I read your newsletter every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that. Yes. What I was going to suggest, and yesterday, the last 2 days, I've seen Trump on Fox News talking to Hannity, talking to Laura Ingraham. And I'm thinking, where are the Democrats? Why aren't they holding a press conference every day at 4 o'clock and saying, this is what's happening? For example, the CHIPS Act. What manufacturing was developed from that CHIPS Act? And now Trump wants to pull that out, so he will get credit for something else.
Well, no, he wants to pull it out to reduce government spending to pay for tax cuts for billionaires. And also, it's a big wet kiss to China. And Trump, you know, Elon Musk makes more money in China, apparently. His largest factory in the world is not in the United States. It's near Shanghai, as I recall. You know, he manufactures more Teslas in China than he does in the United States, according to the press reports I've read. So, you know, let's be nice to China here.
I called my reps in Michigan. I've sent emails to other, you know, because all these other representatives, what they do impact my life in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I have to contact many of them.
Yep.
And I don't see them out there fighting for us. Where are they? Like you said, there's 12.
Yeah, there should be 200.
A good 12. Yeah. AOC. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, we just can't rely on AOC.
Beth. And I am hopeful that more and more Americans are waking up. It sure seems that way. And that more of our elected officials will find a spine. You know, just get a damn spine. Get out there. Book some, you know, if you're afraid of the flu or COVID or something, do virtual town halls. But, you know, start doing these things. Yeah, I'm with you. Beth, thank you.
Yes.
You said it so well. I appreciate it. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own.
We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention tax accountants, tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. Wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in seconds? Well, now you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built on a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off BlueJay.com/startnow. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J, .com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Text my name Tom to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Don't obey in advance, don't give them your will. Most of their power comes when you stand still. Defend what you cherish, the courts and the press. Stand with the unions, don't settle for less. Beware the one party state. Before it's too late, take a stand, take the lead. This is the fight that freedom will need. How to fight tyranny, here's where it starts. With courage and truth and a fire in your heart.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. And picking up your calls here, Mike in Reading, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I have a rant and then a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my rant is going to be... Why is the news media, the politicians, even the people not referring to what's going on in Ukraine for what it really is? It is not peace talks, but a shakedown by two superpowers on a very vulnerable country.
Right, which has massive natural resources.
Right. So I think we need to start referring to the peace talks as a shakedown, not as a peace talk, because that's what it is.
Yeah, I think Zelensky would agree with you too. We'll see what Phil has to say in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. So if I can, my quick question is, why, if the North Koreans can put troops in Ukraine aiding Russia, why can't NATO do the same thing aiding Ukraine? Now, I understand most people will tell you that would be an escalation, but why isn't an escalation when Russia does, but we can't? I don't get it.
Well, you're right, Mike. Your analysis is correct. And NATO could put troops into Ukraine, although NATO has no treaty obligation to do so. It would be a, just like NATO put troops into Iraq and Afghanistan, without a treaty obligation. But typically, those kind of things are led by the United States. And Trump would oppose it. He would cancel. He would forbid that from happening. Now, Macron has talked about putting French troops into Ukraine anyway, although he hasn't done it. And Keir Starmer over in Great Britain has made noises kind of implying that they might consider something like that were things to get real bad. You know, right now Europe is in one of these kind of wait and see modes, but they're at the same time. I mean, they're starting. I mean, you've got, you know, Poland instituting a draft. You've got Germany and France radically increasing their military budgets. You've got France talking about we'll provide Germany with nuclear with a nuclear shield because Germany is forbidden from having nuclear weapons as part of the, you know, the treaty that ended World War II. And it's built into their constitution, I believe. I know it's in the Japanese constitution. And the Japanese are talking about changing that, too.
Yeah. Why doesn't the Budapest Agreement allow us to do that, then?
Because it wasn't a treaty. It's called the Budapest Memorandum rather than the Budapest Treaty, even though it was signed by us and Russia and the United Kingdom and Ukraine. It doesn't have the legal force of a treaty. It wasn't ratified by the Senate. You know, and it wasn't signed by the president. So, or it might have been, you know, Bill Clinton might have signed it, but he didn't do it with the kind of legal force that an actual treaty has. But great points, Mike. Great points. Thank you very much for calling and making them. Brian in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, my what's on my mind is Ukraine as well. So, you know, when the Soviet Union dissolved, Ukraine had the third largest nuclear weapon stockpile in the world.
That's right.
And they turned those nuclear weapons over to Russia for dismantlement in exchange, you know, as you referred to in the Budapest Memorandum, that the United States, Russia, and United Kingdom would give them security assurances.
That's correct. Would protect their borders. And that went to hell in 2014 when Russia invaded Crimea.
Exactly, right? And there's even a provision, one of the provisions in there, that says that the U.S., Russia, and U.K. would refrain from economic coercion.
Right.
Well, the mineral rights deal that Trump's trying to do violated that.
Yep.
So if everybody's violating this agreement, I'm just wondering, and I want to get your thoughts, why Zelensky isn't going, you know what, I want to be a nuclear state again. I mean, as you said, Germany wants to. Right. Poland said they want to.
He doesn't have the resources right now. He doesn't really even have access to several of his own nuclear power plants, much less the ability to. I mean, it takes years, arguably decades. Yeah. I mean, look at how long it's taken Iran to rebuild their nuclear capability. It's been, what, 6 years since Trump pulled us out of the JCPOA, you know, the Iran nuclear deal? And all that time, they've been working on building a nuclear weapon. And the latest I've heard is that they're, you know, maybe months away from completing it. But that's been 5 years or four years anyway. I
mean, it just seems like, you know, even if it is 5 years away, Zelensky just kind of threw that out as a bargaining chip. It seems like he'd have a little more leverage.
I think it may actually backfire on him. I think it might cause some of the European nations to go, whoa, you're getting too big for your britches here. You know, you've got to play the role of the abused spouse, basically, you know, the person who is being beaten up, the victim of the bully. When you start behaving like you're going to be a bully, you're going to have it's going to be a harder sell.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think with Trump weakening NATO, essentially what might happen or what looks like might happen is we're just going to have more nuclear countries and the world is not going to be as safe as a result.
Well, and it wasn't just Trump weakening NATO. I mean, that a number of countries, number one, are making the decision that, hey, look at what happened with Ukraine. They gave away their nukes and now they're under attack. In fact, a third of their country's gone. But then also his pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. Shows that America no longer has a commitment to nuclear nonproliferation, and that has to be causing a lot of countries to be saying, huh, interesting, okay, Pakistan needs a bomb, or whatever. Brian, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, Dr. Ryan Burns joins us from Bell & Sports Medicine. New Denmark Brewing and Distillery stop by for the top craft pick promotion. And we'll feature live music courtesy of Heights Pub & Parlor. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. whether you're the passer or the receiver. That's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump signing an executive order Thursday to start dismantling the Department of Education. Elon Musk is reportedly set to receive a top-secret Pentagon briefing Friday on U.S. military plans in the event of a war with China. Sources tell the New York Times that the extraordinary access will include details on U.S. strategy and potential Chinese targets. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denying the report, saying the meeting with Musk will be about innovation, efficiencies, and smarter production. Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked Musk and his team from accessing Social Security records containing the sensitive and private information of millions of Americans. And a travel warning if you're going overseas. According to its website, London Heathrow Airport is closed until 11:59 p.m. on March 21st due to a fire at an electrical substation supplying the airport that's caused a significant power outage. This is ABC News. A new recall for nearly all of Tesla's Cybertrucks. ABC's Mike DeBusky.
Tesla is issuing another recall for the Cybertruck, this time because of an exterior body panel that could fall off while driving. It affects the vast majority of Cybertrucks on the road, a little over 46,000 of them. This is the eighth time the Cybertruck has been recalled since it went on sale in 2023, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Tesla was responsible for the most vehicle recalls last year, though most were resolved through software updates. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
An American detained in Afghanistan by the Taliban for more than 2 years is on his way home to the U.S. The State Department says 66-year-old George Glaisman was released after weeks of negotiations led by Qatari and U.S. mediators, now traveling with the Trump administration's special envoy for hostage response, and will likely be back on American soil sometime on.